Hello, geeks. Jack Munson here on the Facebook Franchise Podcast. A quick note before we get started. Our friends at Franchise Dictionary Magazine have released the February issue today focused on mobile and home-based franchises. And you can check out my new column this month. I'm exploring the official music genre of franchising. And no, it ain't country and it ain't hip hop. Find out what it is today at franchisedictionarymagazine.com. So every Monday, I'm joined by Mike McDowell, my colleague and director of operations here at Social Joey. Hey, Mike, how are you today?
Doing good, Jack. How are you?
I am just fine and looking forward to see what you have for us this week. Folks, Mike is a certified Facebook ad buyer and business manager, and every week we bring you a new tip directly from Facebook to make your franchise system's ads run more efficiently and reach more franchise candidates and consumers in the most influential space on earth. So, Mike, it sounds like from Facebook, you've got some sort of breaking news when it comes to newsfeed stuff this week.
Yeah, I don't know if it's breaking news as much as maybe some clarity and clarification for people. And I actually think it's very well timed because, as you know, because I know you get the questions all the time too, as do I and a lot of our other team members from clients and colleagues and things like that. Everybody wants to know, you know, what do I need to post to make it actually show up in people's news feeds now, right?
Yeah. Remember the good old days when you could post something on Facebook and everyone who was following your page would see it? Ah, the good old days.
Before we really kind of got rolling with Social Joey and all this stuff back when I was just doing social media marketing for a company that I was at before, we used to always laugh, and we have like a networking group here in our town that's like media members and stuff. We always used to laugh and say, you know, it's like the wild, wild west right now, because as long as you've got a few posts or like a six shooter and a horse, you know, you got a shot here, man. But not the same anymore.
Right. So what's Facebook doing to help clarify what we might have a shot with these days when it comes to organic content?
Yeah, so they are always putting out really, really good articles and updates to their community standards and different things like that that can help brands. And I think a lot of people just fail to read that. You know, one of the things I used to tell people when we first started doing Social Joey is I said, you know, guys, it's really, really not that hard. Facebook tells you exactly what they're doing if you'll just take the time and read and learn what they're doing. But ultimately, I understand a lot of people don't have the time to do that. And so that's why they listen to our podcast, so that I have to do it, I guess. But
Mike is doing all of the reading and the Facebook a translation from Facebook lingo back into English for you. So what are we looking at newsfeed wise these days?
Yeah. So a lot of people, and I hear this, you know, thrown around at conferences and stuff when we go, and it's just funny to overhear, and whether it's at round tables or, you know, whether it's just walking around the convention hall, just listening to people have conversations and things like that. But everybody, you know, oh, this is how the algorithm works. This is how Facebook's algorithm works, right? You probably hear that 1,000 times over the course of a 3 or 4 day conference. And I always kind of laugh to myself because, you know, it kind of takes me back to the day when, you know, there was post whatever you want and it's going to show up for somebody. It's been a very, very, very long time since Facebook has had like one centralized algorithm that controls newsfeed, right?
That's the word we love. It's just turned into the reason why no one sees our stuff. Well, it's that darned algorithm.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody wants to take credit for the fact that their content maybe just isn't very good or relevant to their consumers. It's just Facebook's fault. The big tech is coming down on
right.
us. Like, I'm sure big tech really cares about your ice cream shop.
Right.
There was a really, really, really thorough, great article that Facebook put out in their newsroom. I guess it's just been a couple days ago now, that talks about the complexity of what they're faced with every day, but it really gives a lot of great insight as to what a business should be doing, because they're essentially telling you, hey, here's why it's so hard to predict what you're wanting to see in newsfeed. But in the same time, when you read that, what you should be hearing is, here's what you should be doing, because this is how our system works to pick the post that you're going to see when you open up your Facebook app.
Right.
And so ultimately, what people used to think of as the Facebook algorithm, it essentially still does the same thing. There's just so many more layers of checkpoints today. So for instance, when you think about an algorithm, it's going to follow a set trajectory no matter what, right? A plus B is always going to equal C, or is supposed to always equal C, right? But when you start talking about things like machine learning, and when you start looking at applying multiple levels of machine learning, and then algorithms within that, what you've actually got now with Facebook is I actually have an individualized algorithm from Facebook and machine learning system that's looking at what Mike cares about. Mm. And it's not universal to every Facebook user. It's not universal to everybody, that I'm friends with even. It's what are the things that I'm going to click on, look at, engage with, comment on, interact with, buy. Facebook customizes everything at an individual level now. So, for years people would say, oh, well, if you're not running video ads, then, you're so far behind. Well, that may be true for some things, because there are people that tend to watch video, and video is very popular on Facebook. But the questions you should be asking are, what are the things that my audience or my consumers are doing that are leading to purchases? Maybe that's not video. Maybe that's a blog. Maybe that's a photo. Maybe that's a quiz. Maybe it's a Facebook story. Maybe it's an Instagram post. And so when people think about content marketing today, specifically when you're talking about posting and getting things to show up on newsfeed, you really have to start thinking more at an individual level. So Jack, we used to talk about this a lot back, several years ago when we were talking about franchise development ads. You would always say what are your personas? And, it's like every franchise would say we have this very super unique persona and we call it, Jim Bob. And it's like, well, Jim Bob is the same as Sarah at this other place and the same as Johnny at this other place and all this stuff. But they were doing their best to identify and say, okay, a bulk of our users look like this, or a bulk of our potential franchisees. And in some level, consumer marketers are doing the same thing, but it's almost got to go to a deeper level than that, because it doesn't matter now just what all the Johns care about. What really now matters is, what does Mike, who's a part of the John group, actually click on, engage with, comment on, because that's the kind of content you've got to serve him. And so a lot of brands over the last year and a half have started moving back to this, well, I'm just going to post once a week because organic, it's so impossible to do anything. And there's obviously some truth to that. And I would never tell people, hey, you shouldn't be spending the bulk of your money on organic posting on Facebook. I get it. Like that's not where things are anymore. But what you should be thinking of when you're planning a content strategy for a week is not, how can I say five different things to the same person, but what are 5, 7, 10 groups of people, however many times that you plan on posting, who are those people and what are the types of content that are going to speak to them? So if you take your audience and you divide it out and say, okay, audience A are going to be my link click people, right? They're people that are going to click off of Facebook. They're going to read articles. So I need to craft a piece of content about whatever it is I want to say this week that's going to make sense to those link click people. And maybe on Tuesday you say, this is my video group, right? So on Tuesdays, I'm going to post video. And guess what? Even if some of the people in link group A for Monday see the video, it doesn't matter, because Facebook's smart enough to know the people that are getting the video are the people that care more about video. The people that are getting the link care more about the link, and they're going to engage with those things different ways. So even though you're somewhat doing the same thing or saying the same thing, Facebook's machine learning is taking that and delivering it to the very specific portion of your audience that cares about that particular kind of content. So when you're thinking about a content strategy today, it's more than just, I just need to have five different posts that talk about five different things and do, you know, whatever. You really have to start thinking about the style of those posts. Is it video?
Yeah.
Is it
in the format of those
podcasts? Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think for the last, 2 years, everybody's talked about nothing but video. Yep. And Facebook's going to be 100% video by, you know, the year 2019, right? And that didn't happen. There are still people, and I got to tell you, man, I'm one of them. I would click a link over watching a video any day. I want to read. I want to consume. I want to see what's behind this wall of this content in the newsfeed. And the videos that keep popping up, like, brother, this is not TikTok. I'm here to learn something. And the brands that have gone to this 100% video strategy, they just lost me. And I think there's a lot of people out there that they've lost as well. So you're talking about mixing up video, links, images. What other types of content am I missing here? And did they give any guidance on like how much of one you should think about, or does that really depend on who's in your audience?
Yeah. So that's really the thing, right? It's all about your audience makeup now. So, in the same turn, like you said, you'd rather click on a link. You know, there's probably somebody that would argue, you know, just as strongly the other side to say, I'll never click links. I'm only ever going to watch video, right?
So yeah, those people who can't read. Sure.
that's right. Yeah. And there's plenty of those, I think, as we figured out over the last few years, But that's really the thing is it's more about being diverse in what you do, right? So rather than Facebook coming out and saying you should have 30% video, 20% link, 10% picture, whatever, now they're more saying like you better be producing all of it because there is a segment of your audience that cares about that particular thing, and that's the thing that they're going to care more about. Yeah. What they base that on is, for instance, I get video in my newsfeed all the time. And a lot of times I'll watch, you know, 10, 15 seconds to see if I'm interested. And if not, I'll scroll on. And so Facebook looks at that and says, Mike cares about video that has something that's going to intrigue him in the first 10 to 15 seconds, or he's not going to watch anymore. So serve him more content that way. But at the same time, they would say, now, if something's got a catchy headline, Mike's likely to click on that. So show him content with borderline clickbait, you know, content or whatever it is, right? So it's almost really more about individualizing things and stuff. And, you know, for a long time at Social Joe, we've preached local content, local content, local content. And at some level, that's still true because you still have a portion of your audience that, you know, if you're in, you know, Timbuktu, they only care about things that are happening in Timbuktu. So you're going to get a portion of your audience that cares about that. But at the same time, really the strategy should be, how can I divide my audience and how can I divide that up based on the content I'm wanting to produce to get the most out of it, and realizing that, hey, today I may hit 1%, tomorrow I may get 6%, Wednesday I may get 15% because of the type of content and how my audience is. And over a month, you can watch that and say, hey, X percent of my audience likes video, X percent of my audience likes this. And then you can start weighing what makes sense for you to spend time and effort and energy to produce more of based on where you're getting some of those hits and things like that. And then, you know, kind of the other way they think about it is they divide it by relevance and time, right? So relevance is what we've been talking about. What's Mike clicking on, liking, sharing, you know, who has he clicked on, liked, shared in the past, and is it similar, things like that. But the other piece is time. And that's really been the big thing I think a lot of bigger brands have started to fail at, and really at the local level, is they've gone to this, let me just post, you know, once every 2 weeks or once a week or, you know, once every 4 or 5 days. And the problem with that becomes Facebook is gotten, you know, hundreds and hundreds, probably closer to trillions of posts that are coming in a single day. But the numbers that they gave in the article was that every person has thousands and thousands of posts that Facebook could serve to them every single day, thousands and thousands of posts. And they narrow that to just a few hundred, right? So with the fact that relevance as far as time goes, so how recent is it? If you didn't post today, the chances of you being in that few hundred is way less than if you posted something today, right? And so thinking about that, like brands, if they want to have any success organically, are going to have to start thinking about increasing that publishing, even if it doesn't mean that you're coming up with brand new concepts every day. Say the same thing through video, through photos, through links, through blogs, through whatever the medium may be that you choose. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time. You've just got to figure out a different way to present the wheel, right?
Yeah. Now that's an interesting idea. Take the same piece of content or maybe the same subject matter of that content. And one day you share a link back to your corporate website or blog or whatever that is initially talking about that. And the next day, maybe you have a video about the exact same thing. And then the day after that, you have, you know, what we refer to as a shareable, like a nice image with a logo and maybe a quote about that same topic or content. That would be a really interesting experiment to see who in your audience is engaging with which type of content more. And it's almost like a nice scientific experiment to see what should we be doing more of. And it's going to be different for every brand, right?
Exactly. Yeah, because it's going to be based on what kind of audience you've built, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
If your audience is younger, you would tend to think they're probably going to gravitate towards video more often and vice versa. If they're older, you would think they would gravitate towards, you know, articles and things like that. But that's not always the case. And so it really will help you get a better feel and understanding. And ultimately, to me, the way this comes in handy is it starts to dictate what you do for ads, right? So if you start seeing, hey, every time I post a blog link, I'm getting, you know, 20% more engagements than when I'm posting video, you should never be running video ads. You should always be running blog click ads, because that's what people that affiliate themselves most closely to your brand seem to be interacting with the most. And so some of those things, I just feel like there's a lot of brands that ask a lot of those questions. And I think they've just got a fundamental misunderstanding, because there's so much, I don't want to say people are not necessarily telling the truth, but there's a lot of myths, maybe is a good way to say it, about the news feed and how that it's a one size fit all thing. And it's just not anymore. And people have to stop thinking that way if they want to be successful.
I like the idea of using the audience and the success rate you have with your organic content and having that dictate what you're going to do going forward with your advertising strategy, and specifically what types of formats you're going to have in the ads. Because if you get it wrong with the organic stuff, it's not going to really hurt you or cost a lot of money. It's not going to help grow your brand. It's not going to grow your audience or your community, but it's not really going to cost you anything. But if you get it wrong with the paid ads, you're just throwing money away. So using that organic result to dictate what you're going to do next month with your advertising and what formats, I think that's a great takeaway today.
Yeah, and if brands are new to this, I would even say, and I know we're going to kind of get into a gray area between organic and ads, but even if you just take $5 or $10, right, and don't like try to do heavy targeting or anything like that, just boost it to your page fans. And everybody that just heard me say that probably fainted, because I am the biggest proponent against boosted content.
But, yes, I believe we have a graphic that we've shared many times of a picture of $100 bill on fire.
Yeah.
And that we equate to boosting posts.
Yeah. But it's a good way if you're just looking at your page's audience, right? Or even your page audience, to at least quickly say, like, I need to get a bunch of video in front of as many people as possible. I need to get a bunch of, you know, blog posts in front of people. It's a good way to at least do that and tackle that more quickly than having to, you know, try to do this for months and make some heads or tails of the data. You know, take a week, set aside, you know, $50, come up with five different post concepts about the same topic, put $10 a day behind it, run it for $25, run it for 24 hours with your $10 and just see what happens on each different type of content. And it's going to very quickly tell you based on the number of link clicks you get or engagements that you get or whatever it may be. You know, the strongest piece of my audience cares for this particular type of content more so than the other. And it'll guide your strategy much quicker. Again, I can't believe I told people to boost a post in public or anything like that. But
it's really okay to do it once in a while, folks. Just don't fall in love with that concept, because we're probably going to change that rule again soon.
Sure.
All right. Very good. Mike, any other updates from Facebook, from this big memo about the process and working with Newsfeed? Anything else that we want to add to this today?
No, I'll just say, if you're interested in learning a little bit more about it, the article they posted has a really great video that goes along with it that I think for a lot of people would be super helpful. If you don't know how to get there, it's just newsroom.facebook.com. It's a really great resource, whether you care about this or anything else. If you're in marketing and spend any time doing anything with social, Facebook, Instagram, Facebook puts out some amazing content and really keeps you up to date with everything they're doing, what directions they're going, what companies they're buying, what they're trying out. So follow newsroom at facebook.com and you can go there and see the article. It's called "How Does Your News Feed Predict What You Want to See?" And it's a really, really, really great article about understanding how to better engage your customers.
Perfect. And if anybody wants a little additional help from us on working with Facebook and other social channels, you can always check us out at socialjoey.com.